from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard, along with Paul Rasmussen at our anchor desk. The passing of Jeffrey A. Manning, a veteran Allegheny County judge at the age of 77, very high-profile judge and esteemed local man who went to Gateway High School. And we are joined by Cheryl Allen, who is a retired Pennsylvania Supreme Court judge. Judge, welcome back to KDKA.
Good morning.
I would imagine that the judge.
And I am, first of all, I'm a retired Superior Court judge, but thank you.
Pardon me?
I said I'm a retired Superior Court judge.
Oh, well, I said Supreme, didn't I?
Yes. Okay, but that's okay. Thanks for the
Well, you're Supreme in my view. my apologies. Judge, this is a tight community. Many of the judges at many levels obviously interact over a period of years. So what can you share with us about Judge Manning?
Well, I can tell you that I met Judge Manning for the first time when I was seeking, we were both seeking a seat on the Court of Common Pleas, and he was elected to the court in 1989. Actually, he was appointed to the court in 1988 and elected in 1989. I was appointed to the court in 1990 and elected in 1991. And I served initially in the criminal division, court division with him. And I came to know him over the years. You know, he was a very colorful person, very hardworking, and also very brilliant. He had a brilliant legal mind. And I can honestly say that There were those times when we didn't see eye to eye on things, but we were always able to sit and talk about things. And I had a tremendous amount of respect for him because when I was subsequently assigned to juvenile court and we were shorthanded, he was one of the few judges that was willing to step up to the plate and come and help share the caseload in juvenile court. He volunteered to do that. And, you know, you always respected his legal mind because he did seek to be fair and he tried to do the right thing. And as I said before, you know, he was a person that I could sit and talk to and sometimes did sit and talk to him even about those things or decisions that were made that I didn't agree with. We were able to actually talk. So I had a tremendous amount of respect for Jeffrey. And I just pray for his family, and I pray that, you know, they will have the peace and the knowledge that he was a great judge.
Judge Allen, this is Paul Rasmussen. I'd like to know what separated him in your view as a great jurist.
Well, because he had a great legal mind, but he was also opening to listening. And you know what makes a judge a great judge, I think, is the ability to first and foremost study the law, because no one has all of the answers, and to be willing to be open to listening to people and to considering all points of view. And that's what I thought was good about Jeffrey. You know, the fact that, and he had a tremendous amount of compassion. People didn't, may not have always seen him that way, but I know that when he was willing to come, we had lost a judge in juvenile court. And back in those days, there were only 2.5 judges assigned to juvenile court. So to lose one was very problematic. But Jeffrey was willing to step up to the plate, to come to juvenile court, to hear those cases. And, you know, it's not that the cases are difficult, but the family situations are difficult. And when you're, dealing with young people, it's a whole different ballgame. It takes a person with a tremendous amount of compassion and also insight. And so I believe that he had the necessary insight, and as well as compassion, but also he was very tough. He had the ability to be very stern and tough, but compassionate with insight at the same time.
Well, he certainly left his mark on this community. One of the things I hear you say, which is encouraging to me, is even when you disagree, you can have a civil conversation. I think we need that to take place in our current political scheme. And appreciate you taking time for us this morning, Judge. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Judge Cheryl Lynn Allen, retired Pennsylvania Superior Court judge, on the Big K Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.